Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. So the first three Perakim of this Masechet dealt with the laws of Kiryat Shema. Now in this Perek, we're progressing into the laws of prayer, the laws of Tefillah. And we know that Tefillah is a parallel, is Keneged, the Korbanot. We had two Korbanot, the Timidin, every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The Tamid Shel Shahar, which is the morning, and the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'arbayim, the Korban Tamid that was given every single day, which happened during the afternoon. And these time periods were instituted by our Hachamim, by Hazal, to correspond to the Korbanot, to remember the Korbanot of the morning and of the afternoon. And in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they would take the remaining limbs and fats of the day and they would burn them during the nighttime. And as a parallel to that, Hachamim instituted that one would say Arbit every night. And Arbit wasn't accepted in the beginning like Shaharit and Mincha, because it was looked at as it wasn't connected to one of the Temidin, Korbanot that were done every day. But eventually the Jewish people accepted it upon themselves to do Arbit as a Chovah, as an obligation, and that's how we do it nowadays. We pray three Tefillot every single day. On unique days, on special days, we have Musaf. On Shabbat and on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, in the Beit HaMikdash, they would bring an additional Korban. And that's what we do nowadays. We add Musaf to those special days of Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. And these Korban don't have to be brought during certain times in the Beit HaMikdash, certain times of the morning and afternoon. And therefore, when we pray Shaharit and Mincha and Arbit, they have to be during certain times when the Korbanot were normally brought. And the Mishnah starts by saying, Tefilat HaShahar Ad Hatzot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. The morning prayer, according to Tana Kama, the anonymous opinion in the Mishnah, is Shaharit can be said until Hatzot, until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Rabbi Yehuda argues on him and says, no, it could be said until 4 hours into the day. And we should know in general, whenever we say the word hour in this Masechet, an hour is in Sha'ot Zmaniyot. It's not a 60-minute hour like we're used to, but an hour is basically 1/12 of the day, of daylight hours. You can have certain days that are shorter days, longer days. So basically, when we say here that it's 4 hours, according to the Bihuda, that is technically 1/3 of the day based on what season it is and how long the days are. So the Bihuda says, Shaharit only can be said up to 4 hours. Sha'ot Zmaniyot, into the day. Mishnah continues by saying, Tefilat Mincha Ad Ha'erev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Tana Kama says, Mincha can be said until Erev, until evening, which is until sunset. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it only can be said until Plag HaMincha. So they're arguing on when the Korban was brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Kama would say it was brought the entire day, up to the evening. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it's brought up to Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is a time period which is 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. So here, in Sha'ot Zmaniyot as well, 1 hour and a quarter before sunset, which is half of Mincha Ketana. We know there are two Minchas, there's Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana. So Mincha Ketana is the last 2.5 hours of the day. So this is the midpoint within Mincha Ketana, 1.25 hours before sunset. Mishnah continues by saying, Tefilat Ha'erev en Lakeva. The nighttime prayer has no set time. It can be said any time during the night. And the rabbis point out that the Mishnah is phrased in this way, that it says, en Lakeva, there's no set time. As opposed to telling me it can be said all night, to teach you that when it comes to Arbit, it's not as much of a chova. It's not as much of an obligation like the other two prayers, because it's not connected to when a korban was brought. It's only brought. We only say Arbit to connect us to the burning of the limbs and the fats that would happen in the night of the Beit HaMikdash. But like we said earlier, the Jewish people accepted it upon themselves as a chova, as an obligation nowadays. Mishnah finishes off by saying, V'shel Musafin Kol Hayom, the Musaf prayer can be said the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva shaot. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it only can be said until 7 hours into the day. Even Tanakama over here would say that really you should say within the first 7 hours, and if you did not, you're considered to be somebody who is a posheya. You're a sinner. You're somebody who is pushing off. You're negligent. You're not doing the mitzvah earliest. You're pushing it off till the latest possible time.